Dad's temples pulse, and he stares at me like he doesn't know me. Finally, he looks down at his plate, shakes his head, and takes a bite of turnips. After dinner, he watches the news, and when it shows a war scene, he clicks off the TV. Then he puts on a Mozart album and reads Field and Stream. At 7, Dad is ready to go to the wake. He stands in front of me, dressed in a white shirt, black pants, and a striped tie older than dirt.
"Aren't you going?" he asks.
I shake my head again. Dad snaps his tongue against the roof of his mouth. He was Cal's brother.
"I know that."
He starts toward the door, jiggling the keys in his hand.
"Toby, do we need to talk about something?
I just don't feel like going."
His hand rests on the doorknob. "Sometimes we have to do things we don't feel like doing." And with that, he leaves.
Sometimes we have to do things we don't feel like doing. When Toby's dad says that, he's trying to explain a tough lesson of life to his son. That sometimes when bad things happen, the worst thing a person can do is run away. And I think he means more than going to Wayne's wake. He's also talking about Toby not wanting to face the fact that his mom's not coming home from Nashville. Let's continue after the break on page 164, which starts, "Sitting in my dark room."
Sitting in my dark room, I shuffle Mom's unopened letters like a deck of cards and listen to Dad's door close and the truck drive off. For the next few minutes, I hear car doors shutting and engines starting up and down the street. They're all going to the same place.